Victor Hedman, how you doing, buddy?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. Congratulations on being selected for the All-Star team.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Everybody kissing your butt today?
What's that?
Is everybody kissing your ass today? Oh, Victor, it's so good for you. Phone calls, flowers, the whole deal?
No, nothing. got a few texts yesterday, but other than that, not too much.
How now? When you get selected to the All-Star game, is it? I mean, be honest. Is it like? I mean, obviously you're flattered and you like to be acknowledged, but like, is it like in football when you go to the Pro Bowl and they hate that? Like nobody cares. They don't want to travel. Like, were you looking forward to your break, or you're like, all right, I'll work?
Well, being my first time, I'm very excited, and having never been a part of something like that, it's a big honor, and it's a lot of fun. If you talk to the guys that's been there before, it's just a fun event, you know, 3-on-3 tournament, some skills competition. So from those, you know, the experience talking to those guys, they said it's great. So I'm just looking forward to it, and looking forward to having a lot of fun with the other players. So I'm just excited, and it will be a first. It will be my first, like I said, so I don't know if we get another chance, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Is there anybody that you're looking forward to playing with or playing for that you don't normally get to do, that you're like, oh, I'll get to see this guy, or is there anybody in particular?
Well, getting to play with Eric again, Carlson, is always fun.
Right.
The skills he has, how good he's going to be on 3-on-3, it's going to be a lot of fun to watch, so being in the same team is obviously going to help a little bit, but yeah, seeing all the other guys with McDavid, how good he has been since he got into the league is a treat to watch. So he'll be flying up and down. So he'll be a lot of fun to watch too.
When you first came into the league, who was the first person that was like a hero of yours as a kid that you all of a sudden like, holy crap, I'm playing against this guy or with this guy, or you know what I mean?
Yeah, Nick Lidstrom, no question about that. Watching him a lot and you know, playing, especially playing in Detroit the first time and seeing him skating onto the ice, that was a really aha moment for me. It was an unreal experience just to see him, you know, skating on the other side of the ice, and
yeah,
then you got to play against him. So that was an unbelievable experience. And
it's got to be a great feeling, because you got to think, even if you're on the ice with them for a second, I've come full circle. This is what I trained for and dreamed of as a kid.
You're at that level.
I'm equal with my idol. I'm on the playing field. But what happens if you have to punch him in the face? Like, what if you get into a fight with him?
Yeah, exactly. You go through those situations in your head, but you know, I don't think he's cut in too many scrums in his career. So, but like I said, if you're on the ice at the same time, you line up for a face-off. But it's tough to wrap your head around it. It's more later now too, when he retired and you look back and he's top five, at least top five to ever play the game, and just pretty cool. And you know, he was one of our. He's helped with the coaching staff at the World Cups. So he was around a lot, and that was a cool experience as well.
We're talking to Victor Hedman. You brought up face-offs. I got to ask you a question that I'm dying. It is a very novice question, so please don't laugh at me, but I'm very curious. When you guys go for the face-off and the ref drops a puck and you guys go early and then he picks it up and it starts over again, it seems like there's way too much conversation going on there. Like, you know what you're supposed to do. So I can't imagine what the ref is. What is he saying to you guys before he kicks somebody out of the face-off?
Well, I think the way for the centerman or for someone on the outside is you got to stay on a certain line for a certain time, and you know, if you're in defensive zone, you got to put your stick down first. And if you keep trying to sheet that, they're going to kick you out. So,
but does the ref jaw is always like jawing, like it's like when the boxing ref comes out before a match, he's like, all right, you know the spiel. I want a nice clean fight, no rapid punches, no hitting below the belt. So you already know what the drill is. He can't be giving you guys instructions. You know what you're supposed to do.
Sometimes he needs to.
Yeah.
Yeah, we try and, you know, bend the rules a little bit. So that's kind of why he goes in there and let us know when it's more and give us another shot at it. If we don't listen that time, he's going to kick us out. So that's what the ref is doing.
We've had a great bunch of defensemen that have played here for the Tampa Bay Lightning, and now Victor Hedman is the all-time defensive scorer for the team. So you play on with the Lightning, you retire with the Lightning, and they want to either retire your number or build one of those giant statues of you. Which one would you rather have?
Wow, that's so far ahead.
I told Marty, go with the number.
Play a lot. Yeah.
St. Louis has got to go with the number because he's too small for a statue.
Wow, yes, that's
it's true.
But getting your number retired is, and a statue. I mean, they're both unbelievable achievements. And if I get anywhere near that, I'll be very happy if that's even up for consideration. So I'm very excited about being part of Marty's Now on Friday. It's meant a lot for a lot of guys, and you know, for me and Stammer to been a part or been around him for many years, and helped us a lot in our career, both on and off the ice, and you know, as leaders and the way you prepare yourself every day for practice, trying always to be the best. I would say that.
Speaking of Stammer, what's the prognosis there? What are you guys hearing? What are you thinking? Because last time he was out, they were like, "Oh, he'll be out for 18 months," and he was back in a couple of months. You think March a good return time? What are you hearing?
That's a good question. We haven't really talked about when and if. He's doing he's having progress. He's looking good. He's in a good mood, and you know, doing his rehab. So, but I have no clue when it comes to timeline. We don't really talk about that. You know, you obviously want to set goals when you're hurt, but we're not trying to push an answer out of him every day and ask him questions. You know, it's gonna take the time it takes, and we all obviously want it back sooner than later, but after an injury like this, you know, you gotta make sure it's 100% before it comes back.
Sure. We're talking to Victor Hedman. He is headed to his first NHL All-Star game along with Nikita Kucherov. I have a very tough question that I'd like to ask you, but I'm going to phrase it in a way that might be easier for you to answer. Like, you don't have any children, right?
Nope.
Okay, so I have two kids. They're only a couple of years apart. I have a son and a daughter. My son was born first. And I ask people sometimes, if there was a fire and you have two kids and you could only save one kid, which one would you save? It's an incredibly hard question to answer, and you obviously would understand that even not having children, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's my question for you. There's a fire in the locker room, and you could only save one goalie. Bishop or Vasilevsky, which one would you save?
Jesus. That's, don't play that scenario.
Whichever one you save gets to start in the goal, which one would you save?
I would say both.
Forget both. You can only save one. I'll tell you, Vasilevsky might be a little bit lighter to carry out.
I don't know, man. That's a tough question. And yes, for me to, I don't want to play that scenario.
I know. I'm just busting your balls. I can't imagine anybody on the team would want to answer that question. But fortunate for us to have two fantastic goalies, and I don't know who's starting tomorrow, but I understand Bishop's doing well and ready to go.
Yeah, he's looked good in practice. So, you know, to have those two guys, they say those so many times. And, you know, now it's up to us to pick them up a little bit and help them a little bit more. And obviously giving up 22 goals in four games is not going to cut it. So
we'll
make sure we have another good practice today and, you know, really focus on what we need to improve on in our defensive end.
There's something about this team, though, where I at this point now, after the All-Star game, things seem to kick in. So
yeah,
I don't
absolutely.
You know, we started off really well. I'm not, I think the last couple of years have really brought this team to be the premier team in Tampa Bay, and I'm excited for the second half of the season. So I'm not giving it up. We're talking to Victor Hedman. One last question: what is the name of the town in Sweden you are from? Örnsköldsvik. How do you say that?
Örnsköldsvik.
What is in the water there that produces such great hockey players? Forsberg, Naslund, Sundström, the Twins, of course, Hedman. I mean, what are they doing over there? They're just cranking out NHL players.
I don't know. You have to come over and try the water. The water's really good, actually. So.
Yeah, send me a gallon for my kid, will you? I want to put some water in his.
I'll do that for sure. Yeah,
my God! I mean, that must be so great. Small town, just cranking out hockey players. Listen,
and we got a few. I mean, even a few Hall of Famers, which is pretty cool. So, to have that from our town, which it's 25,000 downtown, 55 in the community or 65 in the community, it's yeah, it's unreal.
You're like the Detroit. You tell the kids you're either gonna work in the NHL or you're gonna go down to the mill. You know,
right,
what I mean, it's like it's either the factory or the whatever. But the NHL is one of the options for them. This is Victor Hedman. Two things I want to tell you. One, I want to ask you: do you notice the fans when you're skating around through the glass?
Oh yeah.
Oh, you do.
Oh yeah.
Oh, do you ever want to punch them?
What's that?
No.
No.
Oh man, I see some of those dicks sometimes with the other team's jerseys banging on the glass.
Yelling
like,
names.
Now I know why Ty Domi was such a lunatic, because I'd want to kill some of those people. Tomorrow at the Amalie Arena, Carmen, our own sweet Carmen, will be the Bolts' social media captain. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, knock her tooth out or something so
no,
we can have
don't.
Adorable pictures. Yeah.
I'm not a physical guy, and you guys know that.
Whatever. seriously, congratulations to you. It's a real for having such a great season and for being named to the All-Star game. I hope you have a great experience out there, and we'll be watching you and rooting you on for the rest of the season.
Sounds good, guys.
All right,
thanks
pal.
For having me today.
Thanks, Victor. Anytime. There you go, Victor Hedman of your Tampa Bay Lightning.